Hello and welcome to episode 9, part 2 of the Pretty Girls Club, where we continue the unfortunate series of stories of cheating assholes. Enjoy this episode, and sorry it's an extremely long one, but here's part 2.
He's stupid enough to write it. Okay, next one is, this girl cheated on me with my senior at work. Found out when he told me he found someone amazing. We broke up and he continued dating her. Mm-hmm. And then she cheated on him with his bestie at work.
Slay.
Found out when they both turned up with flowers when she OT one night.
Wow. This one's some like Gossip Girl drama shit, yeah?
Okay, I bet you this happened years ago. Because who still actually shows up to work and give flowers to their partner?
Someone fucking sent me flowers right now.
Yes, yeah. Why nobody sent me flowers?
Right? I also... Anyway,
that's not the one. Way to make it about us. sorry, you went through this. But yeah, fuck this guy, good riddance.
He's very weird.
Yeah, weird.
Like, why people so weird, man?
But the instant karma, though. Yeah. Cheat, and then after that,
cheat on.
Also, can I just say, I have very strong opinions about this, and I do believe that once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm.
I don't believe in, yeah, I mean, go ahead, as a partner of someone who has done, like, if your partner has done some shit like that, if you want to forgive them, if you want
to
do, give them a second chance,
that's
by all means, go for it.
Yeah.
But I strongly believe once a cheater, always a cheater. I feel like once someone knows they can get away with it, that feeling of successfully being able to get away with something like that, I think they get a lot of gratification from that. And then I think they will always, like, thrill seeking, lah. You know, you always want to seek that feeling once again, and you want to do whatever it takes to get that feeling again. And you will try your best to also possibly do it in a new relationship just to see if you could successfully get away with it.
Yeah.
It's like a weird ego trip like thing, lah. Like, you just want to see, like, actually, can I get away with it? And then once you realize you can, you will keep doing it. And then you didn't even intend to cheat. And maybe you're fully happy in this relationship, but you're just insecure with yourself like that. Then you're suddenly a full-on cheater once again.
Yeah, it's quite common, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't believe in, like... I don't believe people who cheat can change. I don't believe that.
I agree.
Okay, let's continue this. The next one. Been with this guy for 3 years without his parents knowing about us yet, as he always claims he would tell them one day.
Okay.
Found messages in his phone trying to ask a few sex workers what their rates were.
Okay.
When I confronted him about it, he just manipulated me into thinking I was insecure, overthinking, all that bullshit. So then I had no idea why I fell for his manipulation and moved on. Another fine day, I found messages of him texting girls on Telegram, and he claimed because he works night shift, he's that bored, so that gives him rights to flirt with other women, and yet he still says I'm insecure. Firstly, don't know what
for. Know what for.
This one you better know.
When you walk through the door. But like, what?
Well, I hate this kind of gaslighting, manipulating asshole. Yeah. Why do you think she's insecure? Because you do dumb shit like this and you never make her feel secure.
And I freaking hate when they gaslight the shit out of you. Be like, you don't trust me, man? You don't trust me, man? Why you check my phone? You don't trust me, man? Then I trust you that you cheat. Maybe I where my dick at? Literally, maybe I should not have trusted you from the start, you know?
Yeah.
It's always the people who say, you don't trust me, man. Come la, why I don't trust you? You give me reasons not to trust you, okay?
Exactly.
And stop making it seem like the girl or the other person is always crazy.
And to say, like, it gives you the right to text other women, it's like...
Like, let's say if she texts other men, will she have the right?
Know your rights. It is to shut up. Know your place. It is to just sit there and not use your phone unless you're texting girlfriend.
Keep quiet.
Stupid ass,
dumbass, jackass.
Next one. Kissed a friend's friend in a club. The friend told me that he has a girlfriend, so I stayed away. But the fella came under my block the next day. Walao eh, siao.
Kind of raps, yeah.
Told me that he broke up with his girlfriend. After months of him showing up, I finally decided to go out with him.
Okay.
A year of dating.
A year?
A year of crazy dating.
Okay.
So it was bad, the year.
Okay.
First guy, he's the first guy that she slept with.
Okay.
He was jealous, possessive. And a year in, I was out with friends and saw him on a bike with his ex. Called him, and when he came by that night, I asked him and he told me he met her as friends because poor thing. Christmas came, he removed all our photos, but he put up group photos with his ex in it. I asked him about it and he said he didn't want to hurt her. Was confused AF, but also started to get angry at the guy. New Year's, first time I agreed to spend it away from my family, only for him to ditch me at 11:55 p.m. because his ex needed him.
Oh my god, 11:55, oh my god, that man can go to hell.
I would literally strangle him in his sleep.
I would go to his house and murder him.
Wow. Allegedly. Me. called me at 12:30 a.m. to apologize and tell me that he and his ex never broke up.
This time, 新年快乐过了. Okay, don't want no happy new year, no happy new year.
He cannot hurt her this way because she loved him so much. She knew about me, but she apparently told him to have fun, and when he's done, they will eventually marry.
She's not a girl's girl.
So I was the other woman, and I didn't even fucking know.
Okay, no.
God damn.
No, that's fucking insane.
That's insane.
That's fucking insane.
The fact that you're so desperate. Okay, so imagine this. You actually go to a club with your friends, mm-hmm. and then you end up kissing a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that's quite normal, standard yeah. club behavior.
You're single, yeah.
And then to go home and for this guy to show up at your house and to like essentially beg you to date him.
Yeah.
And for you to finally, after painstakingly dealing with this psycho downstairs your mm-hmm. house, then you accept. Mm-hmm. Then you accept and then you'll go out for 1 year, and then 1 year is tumultuous to say the least, mm-hmm. and he's psycho the whole time, mm-hmm. proving that he's been a psycho the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you see him in public with the ex.
It always be the ones that always act obsessed with you.
Yeah.
It's damn scary.
And like the... Okay, partners who act like they own you, right? That's damn disgusting. And that's extremely red flaggy. Yeah. I feel like if you guys are in a relationship and this person's man or woman or whoever is trying to control you and your actions and who you hang out with, who you spend your time mm-hmm. with, mm-hmm. trying to control, kind of like, you need to send me your location everywhere you go. If this person's one of those, right?
Yeah.
That is a massive red flag. Yeah. Please don't ignore the signs.
Yeah.
Because they will end up doing this kind of shit and they react that way because they are so insecure. Mm. And if roles were reversed and you tried to do the same thing to them, the way they will gaslight you to...
Oh, it's fucking insane.
To
it's
make
same,
you feel like you're psycho yeah, for asking for the basic
same
thing they
as
ask.
As the, like, you don't trust me, man. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's like, if you ask them to do this, they will say, you don't trust me, man. But if they do this to you, you will take it. So that's not fair, what? Ugh, I'm so sorry.
Disgusting.
Good riddance.
My ex cheated and left me for a guy who knocked her up a month later.
Oh,
I'm so
God.
Sorry that this person cheated on you, but I feel bad for the child if they did not expect to... If it was not an intentional pregnancy, yeah. I feel bad because I don't know. Personally, I've had friends where this clearly has happened before. Mm. Accidental pregnancies have happened before. Mm. And like, at the end of the day, I always just feel bad for the child.
Yeah.
Because like, you want to be a fucking mess and you want to not get your shit together. And you want to go out of your way to be a horrible person to your partner, do horrible things in a relationship. Why does some other person literally does not exist in this world until you and your stupid actions?
And then suddenly there's
a whole other life in this world now that
because
you need
of you.
To like, yeah, because of your irresponsible yeah. actions. And I mean, hopefully you get your shit together and be a good parent at least. Like, that's the least you can do, right?
Mm.
But I don't know. I feel like this, I know this story, this kind of story is all too well. Yeah, I hear this
all
shit.
All too well.
It just happens too often, okay? And yeah. like, God damn it, use protection. The amount of people who are
it's
walking
not
around
that fucking difficult.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, don't cheat to begin with. Don't yeah. be an asshole. But if you're ever like having sex without intention to fucking have a child and get pregnant, right, please fucking use protection. Don't stop bringing children into this world who did not ask to be born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please use protection. Like, I mean, of course, at the end of the day, I know that you can still get pregnant with protection, of course, mm-hmm. but just try and be as responsible as you can. And if you're already being a clown, I don't expect you to have any sense of like decency to be a responsible person lah. But
yeah,
yeah lah, please lah, know that your actions have consequences, not just for you, your partner, but now a whole new life that's brought
exactly.
into this world.
Ugh.
I hate this shit, yeah.
Oh, damn sad. I'm sorry for you though, bro.
Asshole sent in. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
No.
That person said, I said, tell me a story of a cheating asshole. This person said, me. I'm the cheater who cheated on my fiance.
Go fuck yourself lah. Fuck. Next.
You better unfollow me and block me now.
Yes, yeah.
I don't want this shit in my follower list.
Why do we? What the fuck? You didn't
people really got the audacity once things are anonymous. You know, do you know this app? I can press who sent this in. I can pay and see who sent one. Right?
Shall we do that?
I'm going to find out who's the person that cheat on their fiance.
Then we'll put the name here.
Then I'm going to tell everyone. Stupid ass. Anyways. Been together for 4 years. Found out that he made out with 4 different girls. See by one for each year, yeah. Went to a siam tiu in secret. Fell for his close friend. Lied to me and said he lost feelings all of a sudden. Found out all of this at one go after he mentioned to break up. I moved on, but this was really a bad experience.
I need to take the phone to read this.
It's a lot.
The first thing. 4 years that he made out with 4 different girls. Okay, fucked up.
Go siam tiu, never say.
Go siam tiu, never say. You can go siam tiu, but the things that you do in siam tiu, they are different. Okay?
No, you can go siam tiu, but you must say.
I guess so, yeah.
If you're in a relationship, you must say, because what is the nature of a siam tiu?
But if you go with your friends and then you just drink only, eh?
still say, because you, what is the nature of the place? There are girls who walk on stage that people pay money to put flowers for it.
True. I mean, yeah, okay, that's true. Fell for his close friend. Okay. Lied to me that he lost feelings all of a sudden. Okay. Found out all of this at one go after he mentioned to break. I've moved on, but it was really a bad experience. Men are... Sorry. Wow, this is just damn horrible. I'm so sorry. Like, I had to read it twice to even process it.
4 years is a long ass time, eh. I'm so sorry. Oh, tell me about it. I'm so sorry.
4 years is the longest time.
I hate everyone, eh. Why are people like this, eh?
Huh? Not that hard to be loyal, eh. It's really not hard.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I, 26-year-old female, was working at Starbucks a long while ago, and there was this regular customer who's a 28-year-old male. Mm-hmm. He always came into the store, always flirted with me, and I always brushed it off as him being overly friendly.
Yep.
And there weren't many female staff working in the morning shift.
Mm-hmm.
So during one public holiday, he came in with a woman on his arm.
Ew.
I thought, okay, I guess he was just being friendly to me and this is his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Found out he was married and that was his work wife whom he was having an affair with.
Okay, wait. A lot of things are happening in this story.
Okay, so regular customer always comes in the Starbucks.
So you flirt with the customer, he got a work wife, he also got a wife, right?
Regular customer always flirt with the staff.
Yeah. So, oh, sorry, yeah. Flirt with the staff, and then got work wife, and then also got wife. Up. Right?
One day shows up with the... No.
One day shows up with the work wife, right?
One day shows up with the woman who's the work wife, and turns out he's actually married, has a real wife. So he's married.
Insane.
Has a wife. And then got work wife, and then also trying to flirt with the Starbucks, the lady working at Starbucks.
Bro, if you're that bored,
haven't been yet.
Oh my god!
Needless to say, I put my guard up whenever he came around, and was a bit less friendly after that.
Okay.
However, that didn't change things one bit.
Okay.
Oh, not really, sir. He still tried to flirt with me and say things like, "I want you so bad," or "I want to get in your pants."
I'm gonna vomit.
I told my manager about it and was told to stuff it and do my job.
Stuff it and do your job? Stuff what? Huh?
Stuff where?
I'll stuff your fucking ass, okay, bitch.
I hate this kind of people. So. And to just smile at him when he's there instead. So
smile, girls. Put on a pretty smile. Men love when you smile.
Literally, I saw a loser guy once tell a lady at a bar, a staff working at a bar, like, "Oh, why can't you just smile a little?"
I mean, and then when she smiles, like, "Oh my god, don't you look so much better smiling?"
And then I told him, "Fuck off."
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I told him he can go, like, you want to do their job, you go and do. Don't fucking tell people how to do their job. And don't tell people smile.
That's insane.
Ugly. Always ugly man somehow. Okay, anyways. And then, so she was told by the manager just to, like, smile at him. But, yep. Like,
suck it up,
basically, yeah. Yeah. So, he would bring different women on his arm every few weeks, but his work wife was the one that came around with him the most.
Okay.
Yeah, so the story ends there. But basically, this guy clearly is just a full man whore, la. Like, just wants to be around women, bring
attention,
women around.
Attention, like, female attention, basically.
Yeah, he just clearly seeking validation from a woman and just want women to, like, reciprocate.
Yeah.
And I don't even think, honestly, to some extent, maybe he would have acted on it. But I think he just wanted to know that he could get the person.
Which are common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, loser, eh. To really attach your self-worth to based off how many people you can sleep with, how many people you can score, right?
Yeah. Either way, okay. Pathetic. Whether it's men or women. Yeah, like, even if a girl, like equates her worth with how many men she can get, please. To DM her or whatever. It's just very yucks, lah.
Lame, correct.
Yeah. And if you feel like it, right, take a photo every time he comes in. The next time they come in with a real wife, right? Then you show him. Hey, you know who or not? Sorry.
Then you lie, then you say, "Oh, hey, that is the shirt you wear very nice."
Yes,
show it's all right. Women. Yeah. Standing with different women.
Then if you do it, right, then don't say it's we say one. Because allegedly you should
do
that.
You can say we say one. This time your shirt very nice.
Say it's
what?
Alleged.
You won't get arrested for telling him his shirt nice.
Imagine. Hey, your shirt nice. I didn't come you.
And then imagine... He never changed shirt. He wearing same shirt the whole time. Then you do that.
Wow, quite sad.
Okay, next. Next one. My ex-brother-in-law cheated on my then heavily pregnant sister.
Okay.
She only found out about it 1 or 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Files for divorce. He pleads with her to forgive her and gave the reasoning that as a man, if your wife can't fulfill his sexual desires, it's his right to find someone who can. Exactly. He even brought the woman to their own home and brought her to the place that they frequently went on dates, like with his married wife, which we found out about as one of the women messaged my sister on Facebook and her profile had pictures. Anyways, I'm happy to report that my sister is now doing happily single.
Love that for
her. My sister is now happily single and doing very well and that's being good. A total girl boss.
Love her.
With two children who love her very much.
Aww.
That is very cute.
That's very cute. I'm very happy. Them.
They're going to get raised so well.
Yeah.
And then the stupid loser that would not even know what hit him.
Honestly, fuck him lah. Seriously. Yeah. You have no right over the autonomy of any woman. And even if a female does it to a guy, like, a female has no right over the autonomy or the sexuality of any man. Like, yes, sex is a big part of a relationship. I will say yes. That is a big part. But
why so many people act like it's the only part?
Exactly. Why so many people act like it's the only part? It's not. And if you just want to have sex and don't have a relationship, outside can find one. It's very simple. You don't have to hurt people. People who do that are obviously doing it intentionally. They want to hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no other way.
And let's not forget, heavily pregnant. Okay, next.
It's as if like when you want to have a child, you auto, like you press button. Like, oh, I'm pregnant. No. Something has to go in, right?
Stupid.
Stupid.
My dad got caught cheating because he announced his illegal wedding on Facebook but forgot to block my mom's siblings. Wow, this one is your boomer karma, okay?
Wow, yeah, wow. Next.
Next.
I keep
throwing my phone out of anger. Then you're angry. Okay, next. He went to Taiwan for 3 weeks for NS and still found time to create a profile for a Taiwanese dating app.
Wow.
Looking to chill with girls as stated in the profile.
Okay.
And then proceeds to cheat 2 more times over the course of a 7-year relationship. Walao eh. That's a whole say, ass primary 1-year-old kid eh. 7-year relationship. Siao eh. Cheers.
Oh my god. I completely understand what you mean lah. If they want to cheat right, they always find a way one. Be it the excuse is fake the army, you know, or like I go Taiwan, I go outfield. Oh, I'm in the army, I need to book in early. They will find a way. And if they want to cheat on you, they are going to cheat on you. And just so you know, it has nothing to do with you. It's always on them. Like, if they want to cheat on you, it's because it's nothing to do with, like, you being less than. It's for them not being contented with what they have. And them not knowing that they've got it really lucky with what they have. And it's really nothing about you.
It's just them not being able to take something amazing in front of them and appreciate it, but instead just take it for granted lah, and take advantage of it.
Yeah, more often than not, it's usually people who like always want more. I'm not contented.
You're just being greedy. Yeah.
And then after when they lose it, then they will beg for you back.
Pathetic loser. An ex age 21 at that time decided to go after a 14-year-old girl whom he thought was pretty.
14.
She rejected his advances and he went on a rampage. So he told his superiors that, I don't think I can say the next part, but basically he told his superiors that he would use weapons
K-word.
To do something to everybody.
Use weapons to K-word.
Yeah. And which resulted in a trip to IMH.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to visit and he asked me for oral sex. Lol. Big L's, yeah. He's a big L. He's a walking fucking L.
What the fuck, bro? Bro, what the fuck? You are 21. 21? Dude, and you're trying to date 14? A 14? Oh. You Dikosh. Dikosh never even date until 14, bro. 14 is sec 2 eh. Secondary 2.
Who knows what he's capable of if he didn't get caught, huh?
Anyway, this guy also. Who knows what he's capable of if this girl didn't expose him?
Anyway, so.
Next.
Okay, next. This guy I was dating, we weren't official, but he told me that he was shopping for other girls when I asked if he was seeing other people.
Shopping means what? Supermarket.
But he confirmed no money. Anyways, I mean, sure, we weren't official, but we had sex and we went on dates. Mm-hmm. I thought things were going somewhere and he could have told me at the start that he was sleeping with other people, but he didn't. Yeah, so only when she asked, like, are you, like, do you still want to see other people or whatever, then he said, yeah, I'm shopping for other girls. First of all, to use
wait,
the word...
The shopping is just very
to
strange.
To use the word shopping, like, it's really some deep-rooted misogynistic sexual
because women
objectification
object. Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah. You're right, yeah.
Like, something within you need to fix first.
Yeah.
Before you can be around a woman, honestly.
Correct.
But yeah, so basically, she thought they were official because they slept together and everything, but this guy literally still said he was shopping for other women.
I would always say that, like, don't ever assume anything out of any relationship with any male or female. If you want to know whether you are exclusive or not, force yourself to have that conversation as uncomfortable as it is.
Honestly, I'm damn proud of myself because I think every single person I ever dated, as much as they were all losers,
yeah.
The reason it ended or it never like went on for too long was because I always asked.
Yeah.
And I always was like,
You have to know what does this mean?
And I hated the, I mean, not that I cared about labels, but it was more.
No, but it makes you feel like very like why do I have to ask? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't know how to say.
And
yeah.
It's also like because things were also up in the air that I'm like, I don't know where I stand here, and I don't know if we're exclusive, and maybe like I don't need you to call me your girlfriend or anything like that, but I just want to know like. Where do you see this going? I will always ask like, so wait, what are we like on the same page? Like you just need to make sure you're on the same page.
Yes,
so
that's
ultimately
very important.
A lot of the things we talked about today keeps going back to communication. Yeah. And like, obviously, you can't expect the loser asshole person in the relationship who is capable of cheating to be also capable of communicating. So I feel like,
or telling you the truth, lah.
Yeah. So if you feel like something starts going on, something red flaggy, always go and ask, and always trust your gut, okay? Yes. Like really trust your gut, and always go and ask, especially if you're in the dating stage and you don't assume you're official with someone.
Yeah,
unless they explicitly say that. So Sephora gift card, stuff toy, telling you, sleeping with you, being the first person you sleep with, all these things,
it means nothing.
Can mean absolutely the world to you,
but can mean nothing to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So ask, make it official. Yeah. Y'all need to be on the same page if you're gonna continue your lives together.
Yes, and I think that's very important. Like even if you have a conversation with them, and I watched TikTok recently. This TikTok that came on my feed, and it was about this girl who told the guy that she feels that she likes him very much, and out of all the guys that she is talking to, he is the only one that she's interested in. But then he came back to tell her that that he is also talking to a couple other girls, which I think is fair, and he is interested in her and another girl, which I think is very fair because everybody's dating.
Yeah.
Like it's called dating, not shopping. If you're dating around, it's always like the dating stage is about finding out what you want, what you don't want, what you like, what you don't like, because you're choosing a person that you're spending the rest of your life with. That is fair. But like what Priti said, it's like all about having a conversation. Like don't assume just because you had sex you are exclusive. People don't, not everybody has the same thought process
not
as you.
Sex the same way also.
Yes, yeah. correct. And I think that's very fair. Like it's to each his own, really. But like you need to have that conversation, because if you don't, right, girl or guy, you want to get your heart freaking broken every single time.
You cannot be a mind reader in a relationship. Mm-mm. And if somebody doesn't want to talk, then honestly, they're probably hiding some shit.
Correct.
Or if they're not ready to talk, whatever, they can take whatever amount of time you think is fair.
Yeah.
But a conversation needs to be happened.
Always.
To establish boundaries, what's okay, what's not okay, what's considered cheating, what's not. Mm. Are we official? Are we not? So everything literally starts with a conversation.
Yeah.
So please don't assume for your own, to protect yourself. Okay?
When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Correct. Yes.
Next. This podcast is really, really long. Just putting a disclaimer out there.
Yeah, but
we don't really care because we're having a lot of fun.
To it.
But there's just a lot of submit. Like people submitted a lot of stories. So
I went on a date with someone from Tinder and found out after the date that he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm not really surprised because Tinder. Yep. But he even invited me over to his place to hook up, which I also found out that it's a place that he shares with his girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
He got married to her 3 months later.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Okay, so honestly, when it comes to dating apps, I feel like the most red flaggy one is obviously Tinder. As somebody who's been on every single dating app and has deleted it like multiple times and gotten back on it multiple times.
Personally, me too. I think Tinder's the most red flaggy one.
Tinder's the worst one.
Yeah. You guys can correct us if I'm wrong. But I know that a lot of people most people often say Tinder is the hookup.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Hetero couples, I feel.
Yeah, so Tinder, I feel like it's the most, it's the fastest and it moves the quickest and it's just very easy to like meet someone ASAP. So I think obviously naturally that quickly became the hookup app, lah.
Yeah.
But not to say people don't find meaningful relationships.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I think we know so many.
People who like stood together or even got married through meeting from
exactly.
Tinder, stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, obviously it's how you use it and it's just a matter of, I think more users are on the app to hook up, lah.
Yep.
So yeah, so when this person sent it in and said, not surprised, because Tinder, I think you just need to have your guard up, especially if you're meeting someone new and going back to their place. It's very like, you take all the precautionary measures you can take.
Yep.
So if you want to give it a couple of days before you do that, by all means, don't ever feel pressured to. Like, don't ever feel like...
Do whatever you feel is comfortable. Like,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
And don't feel like if I don't give this person what they're looking for now, they won't see me anymore. Because if that's the case, then you're just like cutting the fat. You also don't want to date this kind of people, right? If
yes,
that's all they want from
that's
you.
That's very true, yeah.
And I think if you are in a situation where, like, okay, you are deciding to, like, go to someone's place to hook up, you don't necessarily know or trust them completely, do everything you can possibly do. Tell your friends where you are.
Life location.
Yeah, like, do all the things you can to protect yourself.
Protect yourself.
And, like, have a safe word to text your friend if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Send a freaking, like, you need audio record to protect yourself.
Yeah, or you need somebody to call you. Just send like, one word to your friend and they will call you on the spot to bail you out. It's very important.
Like, there are, like, so many ways now to, like, escape this kind of situation.
Yes. Yes. I think even Tinder has like some safety features also, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if I'm not wrong, yeah.
That's good. Dating apps should like, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
It can be damn insanely dangerous and unsafe.
Yeah, dating apps is a whole other conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah. But yeah, do whatever you can to protect yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one. Was with a guy when I was 19 and he was 26. 7 year age gap.
Okay.
We had a relationship, like a real relationship, for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
I start to have a gut feeling that something was not right. I went to his Facebook, searched his name. He had a fiance. Pictures
7 years.
Pictures way back from years before even I met him. I confronted him and he said that he was going to leave her. He said he was going to leave her for me and ask me for marriage instead. I'm like, WTF, I'm only 19. I still have a lot of goals to achieve and this was not it. He told me he will leave her. Honestly, the way I felt with him, I could honestly feel like he was emotionally attached to me too. I was with him the same too, but I never felt so cheated. It went on for months after that, and I did not tell him that I kept looking at his Facebook. And yes, his fiance had updated a new photo of them, and I did try to message his fiance at that time to tell her about us, but she blocked me. Not that I wanted to...
I don't think she blocked her. He used her phone and blocked her, I think. Yeah.
Not that I wanted to fight, but I just wanted to tell her what was happening.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell her what was happening behind her back.
Uh-huh.
I confronted him again and he told me to marry him.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
You're cheating on me.
You should
marry me.
Siao eh. Yes. Give me the ring, I go and sell. What the fuck, bro?
Little did I know the wedding event vendors were all booked. He just wanted me to replace her. I left him. We cried. Honestly, I wish I didn't meet him under that circumstances. Now he's married to that same girl.
Huh?
It just ended with three. So I think maybe three kids. I don't know.
No.
Three. Where the story end there?
Wait, recap. So this guy, 26, and then she 19, the 7 year age gap. But then he was all along with this other girl.
From years.
So he all along had this fiance lah. Then he said he want to leave her. Then after that, because he want to leave.
When he got caught, she basically, his excuse was, no, I already
was going to break up with her. I want you to marry me. Okay, yeah.
And then when she saw that the fiance is still updating the Facebook photos, they're still hanging out in each other's lives. Then she started to message the fiance, gonna block. Then she's gonna confront the guy again, and the guy said, no, everything, like the wedding's all ready, like you just
come.
He acted like he was ready to marry her.
You're cheating on me? Marry me.
Crazy
bitch. Oh my fucking god, girl. You could write a literal drama out of it. It'll be a Netflix series. Whoa, like this is more insane than Gossip Girl. Sorry, we've been rewatching Gossip Girl, so I keep saying that. But oh my god, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that you didn't say yes, and I hope he is single for the rest of his life. Next,
wild
as fuck. Okay, next.
My ex went overseas to work and then broke up with me. Asked him if there was someone else. He said no.
Okay.
So fine. A couple of weeks later, a mutual friend asked me if I did something to him because he's ranting on Twitter. Found out there was someone else. The girl dumped him and got back with her ex.
Loser.
Yeah, lame. When ranting on Twitter, you really damn like, are we 12? Are we still 12, you know?
Do you remember that time you used to rant on Twitter and be like, oh my god, I hate my mom. I'm so upset. Where? And then the next day, you delete everything.
Correct. I will tweet every single thing happening.
Yeah. And then I'll delete every single tweet. Sorry, side note.
Okay,
but
this
yeah,
one,
ew,
this
he damn
long
loser.
One.
He damn loser.
Okay, so everybody got to keep track. It is a long
okay,
one.
Okay, pretty.
This person said, where do I even begin? This is going to be pretty long.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, it's okay.
Dated this guy for 2 years. Found out he was cheating for about a year. First red flag was when my friend found his Tinder profile. But he insisted on friends making it, like his friends made it for fun. So she just
very
let it
common
go.
Excuse.
She just let it go. And she said, it's a dumb move. I know. But that's okay. In that moment, sometimes
it's okay.
Love blinds you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, second red flag was a mutual friend saw him making out with a girl in a club, but the mutual friend didn't manage to get any pictures. The mutual friend said he was wearing a backwards cap at the club, and my ex said, see, I never wear my cap backwards.
Fuck! Ew!
cringe.
But someone a bit.
Wow, like, cringe.
Okay. And he said, after he said it, he said, you know it's not me. And again, I stupidly believed him. I was delusional. Eventually, okay, I found out he would not tell me when he'd go out clubbing with his friends and he would hook up with girls from there. Crazy part is that so many mutual friends witnessed these incidents, but nobody told me. This hurt almost as much as the cheating TBH.
Yeah, for sure.
After a long time, rumors eventually started reaching my friend group, and so I found out. When I confronted him, he was bawling and insisted the rumors were false.
Side note, they always do that. They get caught, they cry, and then you feel bad and you take them back. It's always like that.
They're sorry they got caught.
Yeah, sorry they got caught. They're not sorry they did that to you.
So he was bawling and insisted that all the rumors were false and accused her of being a horrible girlfriend because I didn't believe him and believed the rumors instead.
Shit, gaslight.
He said he wouldn't cheat because he wanted to marry me. Anyways, this went on for a few days where he gaslit me and said that as his girlfriend, I should only believe him but nobody else.
Exactly, this is it.
Eventually, we broke up because I was so tired, lol. As soon as we broke up, one of his good friends, who was a mutual friend as well, met up with me and told me everything. Mm-hmm. One of his other good friends though, also a mutual friend from school, yep, who was never nice to me, called me up and yelled at me for being a shitty girlfriend because I believed the rumors. And basically just yelled at me for being a horrible person because at that time they didn't know I already knew the truth.
Yep.
This mutual friend,
just trying to protect their friend,
who called and shot her, is now an influencer. There's so much more. Never. There's so much more, but this is the condensed version. The end.
Wow. Shit.
Oh wait. Sorry, I said my previous message was the end, but needed to mention, bro never ended up apologizing for cheating, and that's what pisses me off the most.
Samesies, girl. Girl, samesies. Men that cheat on you and don't apologize, right? I feel that they are pathological enough liars to believe that they didn't cheat. Does it make sense? But like, they don't believe that they did, or they don't admit that they did. So they will never apologize to you.
I don't think they don't believe that they cheated. I think it's more of a, they have justified the cheating so much in their minds, like, oh, like, I'm not getting it.
I have a good reason to.
Yeah, and I'm not getting it from my girlfriend. So it's my basic human right to get it. You convince
yourself. Basically, convince yourself is right. Like you didn't do it wrong. Something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You convince yourself that it's completely okay.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, that is completely psychotic. Yeah.
And girl, like the friend who defended him, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
but when she wrote friend. And she also said the person was never nice to her. So it sounds like one of those, like, never supportive of the relationship, always wanted them to break up, like, one of those losers.
No, it's just them cunty la. Like, if it's a true friend to him, if it's not a friend to you, also shouldn't do that. Like, you can be, like, a very good friend to someone, and you still know that they cheat, and still tell their significant other that they did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's the right thing to do. Yeah. And you can still be friends with that friend. And also give them shit every day for doing the wrong thing. You get what I mean? Like, that you can still be their friend. It's always a matter of, like, where your morals lie. That I feel that's how it works.
In the toilet bowl.
That's where your morals are.
That's where your morals are. Okay, next one. Tell me the story of a cheating asshole. The person said, me, I was the cheating asshole. Okay. Wasn't happy in the relationship and was only with him because it was comfortable. Once I cheated, I couldn't stop, and I cheated on him with multiple people. Eventually, he found out, felt so guilty, I had to go for therapy, and I'm never cheating again. Fuck it up, sis. Fuck it up.
You fucked it up, ah?
I hope that is true, and I hope you never cheat again. That's all I can say. Let's go.
Next.
Also, I feel like this person did say that they weren't happy in the relationship and was only with them because they felt comfortable. I feel like
this common.
Yeah, but I also feel like it takes a lot of growth to admit that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you are going for therapy because I'm sure, like, that also helps you walk through a lot of the emotions you felt and how you can deal with it, lah.
Yeah.
But also, I think if you're ever unhappy in a relationship, it still goes back to what we said. Communicate. If you think there's something your partner could be doing that they're not doing, you need to put it out there before you resort to this kind of, like, ways to, I guess, satisfy all your urges, or like just yourself emotionally also, you know.
And if you feel that it's irreversible, then leave. I think that's always the easier solution than to honestly have to live with the guilt.
Yeah.
You know, if you even have a conscience, some people don't have, okay? Correct. So if you have a conscience and then you cheat already, like, you feel good at that moment, then the next day you wake up, then you hate yourself, then is it worth it?
Yeah.
You could have just ended it and then not feel the guilt, you know?
As painful as a breakup is, cheating is worse.
Cheating is worse. And like, if you ever, I will always say this, okay? If you have ever had loved that person, even if it's in past tense, don't do that to them.
You owe it to them though.
Yeah, you owe it to them to end it like a good human being. Mm-hmm. Just say, I'm so sorry, this is not working out. And it doesn't even have to be like a 7 year, 8 year, 9 year, 10 year relationship. 6 months, 2 months. Sorry, I don't think this is working out. It will hurt them at that moment, but it's better than knowing months after the fact that you had fucked someone else. Or you had like basically like cheated on them. Yeah.
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 Okay, next
one. We could go on forever.
This one is person said, we bumped into you and took a picture at Artbox back in 2018.
And I whoop.
And I whoop. Hello. But unfortunately, here's what they said.
Oh.
I asked her to be my girlfriend there at Artbox.
Oh, shit.
On stage and everything.
Okay.
A week after, I found out she cheated on me with her cousin. Incest is not Wincess. Hello. What is happening?
Sweet home Alabama.
Hey, come on, man. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry this happened to you. This is so disgusting. What the hell?
Ew. Sorry. I cannot even process it.
Well, that's too much, eh?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry this happened to you. This is so disgusting. I mean, like, the layers to this shit. To get cheated on, to get cheated on by their own, like,
I also have
their
no,
relative.
I have no words.
Okay, we're down to like our last few stories, okay? So next one. He cheated on me 6 times over 6 years, and the past 5 times he would delete the evidence and cry because I'm pressuring him. The 6th time he couldn't delete the data, and when I found out, I ignored his calls. The next morning he came over to my house and glared at me because I didn't answer his call and made me feel guilty for making him worried.
Wallah.
I broke it off with him and he blamed me for cutting off our engagement. When he broke it off, when he met with so many girls outside and online. Yeah, so he's the one that broke it off, technically, because he was being a cheating asshole. Not you for calling him out for being a cheating asshole.
Dude, that's gaslighting, like, wow, level insane.
Show up to the house the next day and say, you made me worry for not picking up my calls. You weren't worried when your genitals were somewhere else?
Oh my god, 6 years, 6 girls.
Oh, I don't know if it's 6 girls or 6 times.
Oh yeah. 6 years, six times.
Yeah. Either way, if it's one girl, however many persons you cheated with.
I don't know how disgusting. People expect you to forgive after cheating.
And I don't know how people sleep at night.
Yeah. Their conscience, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel bad, man. Like, I lied to someone, even if it's like a white lie, I cannot sleep.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding, I cannot sleep. Or like, I made a mistake at work, I cannot sleep. Then how these people cheat, like fully put your dick right into somebody else's hole, right, and be like, yeah, I'm still marrying this other girl tomorrow.
I cannot. It's really the genuine, like,
psycho. I cannot wrap my head around
it. They genuinely believe that they are entitled to like a woman's body, or they are entitled to receiving this type of pleasure wherever it comes from.
Yeah.
And like, no matter what, if I want to get laid once a week, twice a week, I will have to get laid. If you're not going to give it to me, I'll find it lor. It's my right as a man. Like, that logic is damn painful.
And like, to me, it's just very funny because like, beyond the fact that it's a guy or a girl or whatever lah, but if you do that and then you can justify your own reasons for doing that. Like, if let's say I'm the cheating person, okay, and I justify.
Yeah.
But if my significant other does it, I cannot accept. Then what? That doesn't make any sense. You get what I mean? Like, unless you say your significant other also do, then you're okay. You open relationship. Then there's a different story. But now you're telling me that if, let's say for me, you do it, okay? And you're my boyfriend. And then I'm your girlfriend and I go and fuck some other guy. And you cannot deal with it. Make it make sense.
But it's usually like that though. It's always the ones that like are capable of doing this kind of shit that were like, the way they would react, I bet you right.
It's them extreme one. It's them scary one, I'm sure.
No, it's like, I bet crying is just like the first stage.
Yeah.
The things that they would threaten to do, or like how they would really completely manipulate you to believe that like...
It will reach insane levels. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know? Yeah, I mean, we can all understand which levels it will reach. You don't have to say
it. It's triggering lah. We shouldn't... Yeah.
But it will lah. And like, because they will try to gaslight you to stay lah.
Yeah.
Same concept, right? Even if you catch them cheating, then they're like, no, but I only love you. When I with them, I only want to have sex, you know, maybe, okay? And then after that, you don't want to take them back, right? Or they'll give you 10,000 million reasons why, lah.
But it still keeps going back to, like, how people value things differently, lah. Like, sex means nothing to some people.
Yeah.
And to some, it means the absolute world.
Yeah.
And, like, as much as we keep disclaimering and saying things like, okay, yeah, I mean, guys or girls, okay, it's not just the men, blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, let's be real, my followers are like 70% women.
Yeah. And like, and obviously, our experience are always with men, lah.
Yeah. And yeah, like, most of these women who send the stories in are straight women. Mm. And there were a couple of stories that were like non-straight females as well. And stories from men as well. Oh. And yeah, lah, you know, but it's just, let's be real, that's my audience. So, like, this podcast is clearly very targeted to, like, my audience, lah. So, if, like, I'm sorry to keep coming off as a man hater, but like, if the shoe fits, lah, yeah, honestly,
literally.
And the shoe has fit immaculately every time.
And I will always say, like, a lot of it, I mean, besides my own personal experience, which honestly goes beyond what I mentioned, but like, obviously, I'm only mentioning what I'm comfortable talking about online.
Yeah.
I also have had like many friends who have been cheated on.
Yeah.
Or like who have went through more insane shit than I have.
Yeah.
So we will always speak from the perspective of girlies, lah, because we also know like how girls would feel and how we would react in these situations. Yeah.
Okay, our final story. Went through 8 years with the guy only to find him cheating on me with his coworker. Mm-hmm. The audacity to dump me first when the affair had been going on during our relationship.
Oh.
Gaslighted me thinking I was the problem and saying things like people change, blah, 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 when it's actually him who cheated and had no balls to admit. I feel like this is just, this is already something we've addressed. This has happened the whole podcast episode. So,
no balls to admit, then they say it's your fault.
Yeah. But honestly, I think this episode is clearly us feeling a lot of things, a lot of opinions, thoughts, feelings. Thank you guys so much for being very vulnerable and sending in all your trauma, emotional trauma, your stories. And
you're not alone, okay?
Yeah, and like for letting us like talk about it, discuss it. And actually, I hope this episode was useful. And if you're someone that has been cheated on, I am extremely sorry that you've had to deal with that kind of bullshit. Nobody deserves that shit. And nobody deserves that shit. It is not okay. And if you're still in that relationship, I hope you get out of it ASAP. And you need to look out for you. Take care of yourself. Know that in hindsight, however much time has passed, you will heal from this. You will look back. You will feel so proud of yourself and you'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
And you need to keep choosing you if your partner's not going to choose you. Yeah. And if you can never in your life beg someone to choose you if they're not going to do it on their own accord.
Yes. And always know, girlies and guys and girls, gays, days, love, all. But it's okay to be single too. It's really okay. And to love yourself first beyond everybody else. Because you...
Hey, wait. Cree, cree. The phone is ringing. Hey. Say again. Continue. It's time for your
unsolicited advice of the week.
Yes.
This week's unsolicited advice is love yourself first. That is the most important.
My fucking weakness. Sorry,
that is the most important.
Yeah.
As cliche as it sounds, if you really don't love yourself, like it really doesn't matter
if someone love else yourself, loves you. How are you gonna love somebody else, RuPaul?
Damn right. And it's damn dramatic, but it's very true. And you don't need to love somebody else, like you just need to love you. Because people can disappoint you all the time, but you need to try to not disappoint yourself.
Hello?
Hello?
My advice is don't be a dumb cheating asshole. If you're in a cheating relationship, if you're in a relationship and you suspect something, trust your gut. CSI, ask all your friends to help you do the work because trust that they will have your back if they're good friends.
Girlies are FBI, literally. Yeah.
And honestly, take care of yourself, look out for yourself. We love you. We're here for you. Very happy to listen to your story, talk to you, say whatever we can say in our capacity. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope it gave you some form of like solace and solidarity, and you know that we are here, you're not alone. There are so, unfortunately, so many people out there can relate, and we don't want them to be able to, but they do. But yeah, this was a very bittersweet episode of the Pretty Girls Club, and we love
you guys. I'll be back.
Yes, Kai will be back for sure. We love you guys. We will see you soon, and I will have Kai in front of the camera more often because this was very fun.
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.